All right, praise God. Thank you again for being on the line. We're going to be in the book of Jeremiah. Actually, it's Jeremiah, the first chapter. And I'm going to be starting, at the fourth verse. But just a little background. As we know, Jeremiah was the weeping prophet. He was the one that God put his word in him and told him that he would be with him. And Jeremiah, you know, he began to say, I can't talk, I can't speak. But the Lord told him, no, I'm putting my word in you. And I want you to take this word to the stiff-necked people of Judah. And I want you to cry out and tell them what thus saith the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah, my Lord. Just thank God. God is long-suffering to us. Thank God. Thank God we're living in grace, but yet and still his word, it means exactly what it says. Amen. So I'm going to start reading at the chapter 1 of Jeremiah, the fourth verse. It says, then the word of the Lord came unto me. But before that, it starts out talking about how the word of the Lord, it came in those days to Josiah, and then to Jehoiakim. And then Jeremiah starts it off in this fourth verse. It says, but then the word of the Lord, it came unto me. And here's what it said. Before I formed you, this is what God said to him. Before I formed thee in the belly, he says, I knew thee. And he said, before thou camest out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. That's mighty. That is mighty. The Lord spoke to him and said to him, I already knew you, and I've already ordained you. I've already conditioned you. Praise God. Verse 6 says, then said I, Lord God, this is Jeremiah speaking back to God, said, look, but behold, look, I cannot speak, for I am a child. I'm just a youth. But the Lord said unto him, he said, say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee. This is a command. And then whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. God spoke that to him. Hallelujah. And then he told him, he says, be not afraid. Don't be afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. That's powerful right there. He says, I've ordained you, I've already selected you before you even thought of, before you were even in the belly. But he says, I am going to be with you, and I want you to speak whatever I tell you, and I'm going to send you wherever I want you to go. He said, but just don't be afraid. And then he said in verse 9, it says, then the Lord put forth his hand. Think about this. God put forth his hand, and he touched my mouth. That's what Jeremiah said. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. Now, you know, this is absolutely powerful. Powerful, the word of God that went directly to the prophet. You know, God had to condition him because he was going to face a lot of different things. Listen. In Jeremiah the 10th, he says, see, I have this day, I have set thee. He already said, I set you over the nations and over the kingdoms, and I want you to root out and pull down and to destroy and throw down and then to build up and to plant. Hallelujah. He said, God showed Jeremiah, he said, I want you to cry out in the ears of Jerusalem. He says, I am telling you what I want you to do. I'm conditioning you to do this. Thus saith the Lord to Jeremiah. Hallelujah. He says, he showed him two visions. Two visions he showed Jeremiah. He showed him the rod of an almond tree, which interprets as a symbol of God's faithfulness and the fulfillment of his word. See, every word that he gave him would blossom and come to pass. That's what he showed him. And then he showed him one more vision. He showed him a vision of a seething pot, which is a boiling pot. And the face thereof, he says, it's towards the north, which interpreted, it is, he said to him, it's going to be a disaster, an evil disaster. It's getting ready to happen. He says, and it will be poured out from the north on all the inhabitants of the land. Whoa, that is really something. That is something. But the Lord says to Jeremiah, he says, see, I have this day set thee over the nations. He says, I'm giving you power to be over the kingdoms, and then power to root out the evil, to pull it down, pull down the idols and all the things that they have set up. And he says, not only that, to destroy them and throw them down and build and to plant. He told them to cry out. He said, I will be with you. And so he's saying this verse. See, this verse, it emphasizes. He says, to perform it. Hallelujah. I'm going to read that there in the beginning of verse 11. He says, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, Jeremiah said. What seest thou? And he just told him. He says, I saw the rod, and he saw that boiling pot. And then God said to Jeremiah, he says, look, you have seen well. He says, for I will hasten my word to perform it. In other words, he says, God watches over his word to perform it. And that's the topic for tonight. God watches over his word to perform it. He doesn't leave anybody, it's up to anybody else, not even to a prophet, not even to the ones that were called the man after God's own heart. He said, God says he watches over his word to perform it. Let's look at that. See, this verse emphasizes that God is, he's not passive or indifferent to his word. Rather, he is actively, he's involved in ensuring that his promises are fulfilled. He knows that the word that he spoke, it is quick and is powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Hallelujah. When he said in the beginning, God spoke and it came to pass. So this is what we want to encourage our hearts tonight, to know God watches over his word to perform it if he said he's going to do it. Again, in this passage of scripture, the phrase highlights God's faithfulness. It tells us about God's trustworthiness. Oh, yeah, we can trust in him. And assuring believers that he will carry out his word. And this verse reinforces how we can rely on God. We can rely on his promises. We can depend on him to encourage the believers, you and I, to trust in his word. Say amen to that. Glory to God. The scripture says in Psalm 147 and 15, he says, God sends forth his commandment upon the earth. His word runs very swiftly. Hallelujah. And then in Isaiah 55 and 11, it says, this verse, it reinforces the idea that God's word is powerful. Oh, yes, it is. It's effective. Mm-hmm. And this is what he said in that scripture. He says, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth, that he's spoken it. It shall not return to me empty or void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. That's God speaking that, his word. Again, the topic is God watches over his word to perform it. What do you know about God's word? Do you know God's word? Do you know enough of his word to whatever situation that you're confronted with, whatever things that we go through, and Lord knows we go through so many things, but in the word of God, we can run to the word of God. David said, when my heart was overwhelmed, he said, I ran to the rock, that rock that's higher than I. His name is Jesus. We can run to the word of God and find answers. We can find hope. We can find deliverance. We can find peace in the word of God. Say amen to that. Oh, my God, how blessed are we just to know that God, he watches over his word. What did he promise you? He promises so many things. No matter what we're going through, God promised in his word that he would deliver. He would set us free. Hallelujah. Then he said, he that the Son sets free, guess what? He's free indeed. 2 Peter 3:9 says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise. This is how he watches over his word. He's not slack. The word says, as some men count slackness, but God is long-suffering toward us, toward you and I. He's patient with you and I. Even the times when we say, oh, I don't know if God can do this, or you might just scratch your head and say, oh, this is a tough one. I don't know if God even cares. I don't know for sure if God will even take the time. This is too little for him. Or maybe I'm not important enough. Or maybe this situation is insignificant. Or maybe it's just too big. But just because you and I don't see an answer, you and I don't see a way out. Listen, God watches over his word to perform it. He's not slack concerning his promises. Praise God. And he's long-suffering. He's patient till we come up to the standard of his word, until our faith reaches a level that, yes, God, I believe you. Because remember, the Bible says he that cometh to the Lord must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. We got to believe that he is first. Hallelujah. And then because it tells us in James, the man that's wavering, his faith is up, maybe down, maybe not sure if he believe or questioning it. He said, that man don't think he's going to receive anything from the Lord. But if you have faith in God, even as a grain of mustard seed, it'll take a whole lot of faith, but just believe, little bit of faith. Praise God. God knows how to increase that faith. Hallelujah. Say, Lord, increase my faith. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, increase my faith. And listen, he's not willing that any should perish, but he's long-suffering to us. Hallelujah. And that we come to accountability of repentance. And one of the favorite scriptures that pastor has taught us down through the years, and that's Numbers 23:19. I'm talking about God watches over his word to perform it. That's what I'm proclaiming tonight. That's what I'm saying to you and myself tonight. God watches over his word to perform it. Numbers 23:19 says, understand this. God is not a man, number one, that he should lie, number two. Neither is he the son of man that he should repent. Listen, if he said it, he shall, and shall he not do it? It's asking a question. Or hath God spoken, and shall he not make it good? We know that God will perform what he said. The scripture says, heaven and earth, think about this, heaven and earth shall pass away. He says, but my word shall never pass away. Hallelujah. That God's word is sealed. It's settled in heaven. No one can tamper with it. No one can take away or add to it. The word means what it says. That's why Jesus said in Matthew 4:4, he said, listen, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. He says, every word. Now, if we have to live just by bread to sustain this body, but he said, I want that inner man to be strengthened. We are live by what the promises of God. What did God say? That's what we need to hide in our hearts. Another part in the Old Testament says, you know, when you find the wisdom in the word of God, hide it. You know, wrap it around your neck like a yoke. Hold on to the word. David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. So the word of God, every single word, he says, that's how we should live. That's how we should govern ourselves. That's how we should, you and I, every single day when we get up in the morning, that word of God, knowing that in him that we live and we move and we have our very being. No matter what we had planned for that day, understand we're still existing. We're still living and breathing at the word of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We understand when we wake up, it's the Lord that woke us up. It's the Lord that allowed us to run on a little bit longer. Hallelujah. It is the word of God said it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. He says it's appointed to us. He knows our days. The Bible says he hasn't forgotten our frame and what we're made of, what man's made of. You know, he knows that, you know, our frame, we're just simply dust. We are simply glorified dust. He remembers that. He says, after a while, he says, when we die, you know, it says that the wind blows over. You don't even know that it was something beautiful there. Hallelujah. That's why you and I, we have to live life to the fullest. Live to the glory and honor of God. Whatever you do, whatever you put your hands to do, whatever you take the time to sit down and think and meditate, think on these things. He said, think on things that are lovely and pure. Hallelujah. A good report. Hallelujah. Think of things that encourage you, things that are going to lift you up. And see, when you think on the goodness of the Lord and then all he's done, you've got to give him praise. You've got to give him glory, somebody. Hallelujah. Knowing that God watches over his own word to perform it. See, the power of God's word refers to the belief that the Bible says that God's revelation possesses, we possess a unique capacity that, you know, in his word to transform our lives, to lead and guide us, and to lead and direct us into all truth. Hallelujah. When we know the word, God says simply this, the Lord is my shepherd. Not maybe, not was, but the Lord is. This is personal. He's who? He's my shepherd. I shall not want. I shall not suffer lack. That's the word of God. Hallelujah. And he also tells us in a tithes and offering. He's telling you about bring all your tithes and your offering into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And he says in so many words, put me through the test. Test me. You don't believe it? Test me and bring your tithes and your offerings to the Lord. You give it as unto the Lord. And he says, see, won't I pour you out a blessing that you won't even have room enough to receive those blessings. That is powerful. He said, but put me to the test. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, I wonder, have you tried it? Have you tried him? Have you put him to the test? Have you done in obedience? Not only that, obey his word. Not only in tithes and offering, but he says, obey word. Hallelujah. He says, no good thing would I withhold from those who walk uprightly. That is his word. Hallelujah. So I'm saying tonight, as we all get ready to close out of this portion, it says, what kind of problems are you faced with in your life? We know that we got different things because life happens. Life is lifing, as they say, but yet and still, it's real. But so is the word of God. Understand, whatever you're going through, God is able. He's able to do exceeding and abundantly. And above all you and I could ask or even think, he then further on says, according to the power that's working in us. Again, I ask, what kind of power do you know is operating in your life? Is the power of his word? Is it the power of his active word in your life? Power. The word says, listen, but my God, that's what they're saying. Paul said, but my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So what do you need? What do you need God to do? What is it that you want him to watch over his word to perform it in your life? Do you need a breakthrough in your finances? Do you need a breakthrough? Maybe you're in a dead-end job. You may need a breakthrough for sickness and healing in your body. We need you to touch God and believe based on his word. It already spoke. He gave us what it takes for sickness and healing. He said that healing is the children's bread. And he said that by his stripes, we are healed. This is his word. He's going to watch over that word to bring it to pass. Is there trouble in your home or on the job? Do you need help in your marriage or relationship? Problems with your children, wayward children, disobedient, hard-headed children? My God. Hallelujah. Some folks have people that in their lives that are not helping their growth in Christ, and they need to know how to separate themselves, leave some space in there, and sanctify yourself as unto the Lord. Let me tell you this. The Word of God says, put me in remembrance of my word. That's what he's saying. That's a direct command to us. When you're praying, pray the word. Do you know, do you hear me lots of times? I pray the word of God. He pray the word back to him. Victories are won through God's word. In the word of God, there is life. Hallelujah. With the Lord said that we can do all things through Christ who gives us a strength. Pray that word back to him. Hallelujah. We have to understand God never leaves us or forsake us. Remind God of that. Remind him that, God, you said, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. Whew, this is a lot. And this time goes by so quickly. But I give you that word. Every week I try to give you the word so that when you hang up off this line, not only we pray together, but you know, because that word is not going anywhere. And when you believe, when you receive that word, act on it, stand on it, apply that word. You put God in remembrance of his word. Amen, amen, and amen. Oh, God bless you. Hallelujah. That's a lot. God watches over his word to perform it. Let us pray. Our Father, we praise you for your goodness and your mercy. Yeah, we bring praises to you tonight. We thank you. We glory in you, God. We glorify your name. We glorify you, God, because you said in your word, what is man that you even mindful of us? What is man that you even visited us? My God, we thank you, God, for remembering us. Thank you, Lord, because it had not been for your grace and your mercy, we would have been consumed a long time ago. But God, I thank you for long suffering. I thank you, Father, we thank you for the peace of God that goes before us. God, we thank you, God, that you are sending your word ahead of us. God, and you know the things. You know the end from the beginning. You know each and every day what we will be confronted with. Father, we just thank you, Lord, because you have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. So therefore, God, we praise you. God, we thank you because, God, you're just so good to us. We thank you, God, because your goodness and your mercy, it follow us every single day of our lives. Father, we thank you because your word says that you would never leave us. You would never forsake us. That, God, you are with us always, God, even to the end of the world. Father, I thank you, Lord, because you have called us. You have already ordained us. You knew us, God, even before the foundation of the world, God. You said that you have selected us and you called us and ordained us for your glory, for your use, for your will, Father. We thank you, Lord, that your word will perfect in us. The things, God, that will bring you glory, will perfect our living towards you, God. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you will give us a hunger and thirst after righteousness. For you said that he that hungers and thirsts after righteousness, we shall be filled. So fill us, God, with your mercy. Fill us, God, with your joy. Fill us with more love. Fill us with more peace. Fill us, God, with a hunger and thirst after righteousness, for we shall be filled. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We will bless you at all times, and your praise continuously shall be in our mouth. Father, we praise you, God. We thank you, God, because we look at ourselves, God. There's nothing we can do without you. God, you said in your word, without you, we can do nothing. Without faith, we can't please you. But God, that we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. Strengthen us, God. Strengthen us right now in the name of Jesus, God. Father, those on this line that they're sick in their bodies, God, we ask that you just remember them, God. Send your word swiftly. Send your word and heal. Send your word and deliver her. Send your word and heal, God. By your stripes, we are healed, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, remember Sister Betty and David. Strengthen her. She's holding on with faith, God. Believe in you, Father. We ask, God, that you remember Sister Diane Washington, that she's in the hospital, but God, you're able. You are there with her, God. Hallelujah. Heal whatever she needs, God. Bring it, God. Bring it forth, God. In the name of Jesus. Remember our church mother, Liggins. Remember our church father, Deacon Brown, Father. Remember, God. Continue to heal. Continue to strengthen them. God, you have given them long life. God, bless them. Bless Reverend Anderson and strengthen her body, God. Thank you, Jesus. These are pioneers of your of the gospel. Hallelujah, holding up your bloodstained banner. Father God, remember, God, my neighbor next door, Anna Guthrie. Oh, God, strengthen her. Heal, bring complete healing to her body. Father, we thank you for the many times she's in and out of the hospital, but God, you bring her out just like you brought her home again today. Father, we thank you for her parents, that you would bless them, encourage them in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Oh, my Lord, we just bless you, Lord. We just thank you for how good you are. God, we believe in you for our children. God, that you would bless them and save our children. Set them free. Cause, Lord, that you have assigned the angels that will keep them, Lord. God, you promised in your word. You said not only shall we be saved, but you said our household, our children would be saved. That you would bless, God, as you bless us, it would go down to our children's children. We thank you in advance for that. We thank you, Lord, that you will prosper them. We thank you, Lord, that you would put a hunger and thirst after your righteousness in their heart. God, we pray for our grandchildren. We pray, God, that their deliverance, God. We pray, God, that we can be a legacy. We can live a legacy of faith before them, that we can live the kind of life that will register deep down on their inside, in their thoughts, knowing, God, even after we leave this world, God, that my grandparents live for the Lord, that we show them the right way. We bless you, God. God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, help us to be mindful of you, Lord. Help us, God, as you said, be vigilant and be sober-minded, knowing that Jesus is soon to come. We praise you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we can call your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. We say Jesus tonight, Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the afternoon, and Jesus in the midnight hour. Thank you, Lord, that your word that you don't sleep and you don't slumber, that you are always working things out. You take care of us, God. You watch over us as we go out and when we come back in, when we sit down, when we rise up, God. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Great is your faithfulness, God. Where would we be without your faithfulness? So, God, we bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we love you tonight. We bless you, Lord. Those, God, that have jobs, that are on the road, that are driving those big trucks, God, just keep them covered. Remember Curtis. Remember all of them. God, I can call them all. Remember Monroe. He drives the God. Hallelujah. There's several that drive. You know them name by name. You know every single one of them, Lord. Oh, God, I'm asking you, keep your arms of protection around them. Oh, God, hallelujah. I'm praying for Malik tonight. God, that you give him, Lord, complete healing, complete deliverance, God. We stand and believe you, God, because your word says so. So we speak the healing. We speak, God, what we want to see. We speak, God. We speak against the autism. We speak against, God, all the things that are adverse, ADHD, we speak against that. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, and we pronounce the healing. We loose the healing. We loose the healing right now. Touch his parents. Strengthen them, God, as they go through, God. strengthen them. Fill that home with love. Fill that home with peace. God, you're able. You're able to do exceeding and abundantly above all we can ask or think. God, every home that's represented on this line, on this prayer line tonight, meet their needs. Meet the needs, Lord God. You know every single one. You know us one by one. You know us collectively. Hallelujah, God. Continue to renew us. Renew us, God, that we will grow stronger and lift up the hung down heads. Encourage hearts tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God. Feel, we invite you to in our atmosphere. We invite you in our space. Feel the atmosphere tonight. Feel, God, even as we lie down tonight, let our rooms, God, let it be filled with the anointing of the Holy Ghost. We rest and we rule, and it abides in us. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God, we believe you. We thank you for our church family. We thank you for our officers. We thank you for every single member, that you would bless them abundantly. And God, cause us to be a blessing. Cause us to be not only mindful of ourselves, but God, help us, God, to find ways to bless somebody else, to be a blessing. Hallelujah. Make us a blessing. Hallelujah. When we do it to the least of those, you said we've done it as unto you. So God, we praise you and we worship you in spirit and in truth tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, we say thank you. We praise you. We honor you tonight. We honor you, God. Hallelujah. We praise you. We look to you. You are the author and you're the finisher of our faith. And all these blessings we ask in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. I love the Lord. Hallelujah. And I know you love God too. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you for being on this Dream Team prayer line tonight. I trust that the Spirit of the Lord just spoke to your heart, that his word will dwell in your heart richly. I pray that even as you lie down tonight, that you'll have a sweet sleep, that the peace of God will rule and reign over you. In Jesus' name, amen. So we love you. God bless you. Have a wonderful night, and we look forward to seeing you later this week. God bless you. We love you. Amen. Good night.